This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ted Johnson, a.k.a. the guy who wears the green jersey the Red Sox gave him around town.
Hey, just
that's your claim to fame now.
Just that one night.
Just is.
I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the jersey guy. I'm going to
walk around.
Well,
absolutely.
That's usually not my thing.
Maybe it's your new thing.
But it was, you talk about like just a big green monster walking around. Ted Melrose. That's what I look like. It was, I mean, people are like literally, where'd you get that?
Ted Johnson, the Jolly Green Giant?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
That's better. That's
how about
a naked bowl of Jell-O?
Yeah. Maybe you guys don't do that? Sit around with a bowl of Jell-O?
I learned more things on this show. I can't bring what I just learned off air in, but Brian and Stiz, these guys teach me things that I apparently are going on in the world around me that I'm just oblivious to.
I can probably relate to a lot of their stuff. At least me and Stizzo.
Yeah.
Me and Stizzarino.
I'm just such a simpleton.
You look at me, if you had Stiz and I standing side by side, you'd be like, okay, what do they have in common? Lots. Me and Stiz have lots.
That's right, Teddy. And this guy, Andy, right here, L7 square.
L square.
Square.
What the hell does that mean?
And Andy just learned something new.
Two mocked. L's together, square.
Square.
A little
more of a rectangle, but that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Did Shams come in with it? No, we didn't hear Shams, did we?
No, we're going to hear Shams talk about the Celtics offseason because I need to know what's going to happen with Jaylen Brown and maybe Jrue Holiday.
And maybe Porzingis.
And maybe Al Horford. And maybe, who knows, the whole damn roster could be blown up. Right, Shams? I don't think Shams is ready. Now Shams.
Let's go for the Celtics. They're going to make trades. The Boston Celtics will have a much different roster next season, potentially. They'll definitely have a different roster. The question is just how severe, as far as the movement is going to be for them.
Okay. You kind of couched everything.
Okay.
It's going to be a big time. Well, it's going to be, at least a little, but it might be different than last year. Okay,
well, it's
what is it going to be?
Pretty much every team is going to be different year to year. I know they were pretty much the same. They brought most people back in the roster, but pretty much everyone's going to be different. We want to know, are they going to be different where it matters?
Like, you look at Jason Tatum. Of course, he's injured. Can't really trade him. That's really the face of your franchise. I think after that, it's really going to depend on what value can you get. I think teams are going to express a lot of interest in Jrue Holiday. Teams are going to inquire about Kristaps Porzingis. Teams are going to inquire about Jaylen Brown. And I think the Celtics are going to have to identify what value can we get for each of these players. Which player does it make sense to trade? Is there anywhere where we can get some players back that can help right now, potentially help us moving forward? We can get some assets for. This team probably isn't going to be in the same place as far as contention.
Yeah.
But listen, you have Joe Mazzulla as your coach. You still have a chance potentially to get Jason Tatum back at the end of the season. If you keep Jaylen Brown, he's a guy that you have a lot of faith in to lead this team.
$300 million.
So I think they're going to do a lot of things to retool this roster.
Sure.
But again, there's a lot of question marks around Al Horford's future, Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. We said it on this show. The Celtics will explore trades. They're going to make moves this summer.
Ooh.
Okay, so they're going to explore them and they're going to make them. Okay, there was a lot in that soundbite.
Is he going to report anything, or are we just going to start naming the roster?
Wow, it's true, Dan.
I'll hang up and listen.
Dan's right, though. I mean, Shams just basically covered his ass on everything he said right there.
He did.
I mean, he left, oh, you know, Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and then he slid in Jaylen Brown at the very end.
Right.
To me, that's the most interesting. Do you think?
Not happening.
Okay, so Houston calls up. Hey, this is Ime. What's up up there? You know, have y'all gotten over the fact that.
No,
you know, y'all missing me up there. Can we get to JB down here for
no?
Just
short
that, it's
call.
A non-starter, huh?
And the flip side of that is that's a non-starter for me.
I'd send him to Dallas right now for Cooper Flagg.
Oh, I would too, but they're not dumb enough to do that. But Dallas is apparently interested in Drew Holiday, and Shams said, "Well, they got to weigh the value." No, I don't. Did you say you'd take Drew Holiday? Because if you'd take him, just send me whatever you want to give me for him. I would unload Drew Holiday like that. Because when
with
you're
nothing back
for a bag,
I mean,
of
you're
going to
get something. But yes, for I don't want that contract. I think he's an aging player, and I think when Tatum is back and you're actually contending again, because somebody said it in there. I don't know who when you listen to these Pat McAfee interviews, you never know who's chiming in from the background. I got all these voices in the back. Somebody was like, you know, when you contend in 2026.
Except for the old linebacker who just sits there.
Yeah, who just sits there and drinks his shake.
Wow, kind of sounds like our show.
Pops open his shaker. Ted does not often bring a shake to the
people
show.
In the background, not the linebacker. Come on.
But you're not – I don't think Drew – I thought Drew Holiday took a step back this year. And – after next year is a weird year for me. I think you've used bridge, whatever.
Bridgie.
The Jaylen Brown leads the team year.
Yeah.
When you get back with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they're not trading Jaylen Brown. Okay. I don't think Drew Holiday will any longer be valuable at $36 million a year. If somebody wants to take him and now it lowers my books, you know, because then you get the penalty gets lowered.
Keep going.
And if I can get Porzingis to go too.
And
what?
You can't, if you remove somebody, someone's got to come in. So you replace him with?
Cooper Flagg. I don't know.
No. you don't have a replacement for Drew Holiday on the roster?
Oh, Peyton Pritchard.
There we go.
Yeah. Peyton Pritchard, which I don't feel great about. He's not Drew Holiday in a lot of senses.
No.
I don't think he has the situational awareness in terms of.
Then why are we getting rid of Drew Holiday? Just because
he's contract and age old, but also still aging and. Wasn't as good this year. Had a couple different injuries. Pulls a hammy. Like, there's some. I don't think as you get older, you get healthier. I'm not a believer in that. As you get older, you get less healthy. He had the mallet finger and the hamstring this year. Next year, it'll be this and that. That should be Dallas's problem. Send him off to Dallas for whatever they want to send you. And I would say the same thing with Kristaps Porzingis. If you're taking calls on Kristaps Porzingis, take the offer, whatever they offer. And then that has begun the offseason. Now Brad Stevens figure out what the roster looks like for this year. Because I said to you guys, to me, Brad Stevens is not building a roster for 2025, 2026. He's building a roster for 2026, 2027 when Jason Tatum is back. Yes.
Like, and for the next iteration. This is a
reset.
Andy, this is going to be bridge year. I think it's a reset year. I think if they can grab anything between the 7 and 4 seed this year somehow in the Eastern Conference, which we'll be going through, a lot of changes, that would be a godsend for them. Peyton Pritchard can give you some great offense some nights, but he's not going to be the player Drew Holiday was defensively. Obviously, you're without Tatum for the majority of, if not the entire year. You're going to have to work some guys in, like your G League Player of the Year, maybe some minutes from Shireman. I forgot his name.
Shireman, you people are all going to get your wish. You want to see more Shireman.
It's a big transition year for them. But yeah, Brad Stevens, I don't know if I would just take the offer on Porzingis, but considering that Drew Holiday is owed an aggregate of $35 million a year for the next 3 years,
yes,
I would kind of take the offer on that.
Bye-bye. And it's not about value for me. Also, as you speak, Fitzy, it did come to fruition for me. You guys need to get ready for this because you're going to hate me more than normal over the next year. Yes, I'm being a little bit presumptuous that we'll be in these chairs and talking these sports for the next year. When Jaylen Brown is going to be given a team that doesn't have Drew Holiday, that doesn't have Jason Tatum, probably doesn't have Kristaps Porzingis, and he's the best player, and they're going to win 40 games or whatever, and everybody's going to blame him. And I am going to have to defend him at an obnoxious level.
JB needs help. Like that last game,
he can't do it alone. He can't.
No. Uh-uh.
So get ready for me to be annoyingly defending Jaylen Brown. Update from Boss Man Laird. We do have a reschedule. Thursday, 2:15.
Okay.
So all it was supposed to be today at 3:15. It's now Thursday.
All good, man.
2:15, Alex Cora. He'll join us on his day off, so we'll get to reset everything. Maybe they'll, you know what? Maybe they'll have a couple wins by then.
Maybe it'll be
Maybe Roman Anthony will be there. Maybe Meyer will be in like a hit streak. And like, maybe we'll have some more optimism.
You're saying they'll turn the corner in the next couple days.
And then the whole tone of the interview will be so positive. And we'll be like, Alex, good thing you didn't call Tuesday because we were going to ask you if you're on the hot seat. But as of Thursday, things are going in the right direction.
Do you guys, getting back to this, do you think the Tatum injury is almost like, in a weird way, kind of just, it's like it makes it easier for them to, now they can, they were going to maybe reset, but if you had a great season this year, how can you do that? It's almost gives them the excuse to reset. It's almost gives them an out.
I can only speak for myself, but had they, even if they had, say they lost in the finals to your Thunder, mm-hmm. but they had gone to the finals, they, you know, just the younger Thunder took over.
Yep, you gotta bring
I
back.
Would have said, you can't blow this up. Nope. You losers, what are you doing? Money over championships, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't think anybody expects them to be a championship contender. Nope. So therefore, if you need to take the opportunity to reset the books, to get younger at certain complementary pieces around Brown and Tatum in the core, I'm all for it. And I definitely just feel 100% different than I would.
You and I are going to feel different. I'm going to go out. I don't know how you feel, Fitzy. I'm curious. JB, I'm taking calls. I'm curious. I want to hear offers. I want to hear what people
Excuse me, what'd you say?
Jaylen Brown, why? I would put out there as a possible trade chip. To teams, I would be interested in hearing what they had to say, what would be coming back. Absolutely. I would not just don't take any calls on JB. That, to me, that's not smart.
I'm a big believer you always listen, Fitzy, but you got to blow my socks off to get me to unload JB. Cooper Flagg would work.
You're not unloading him for just one certain kind of player. You're unloading him for a package of players that might be able to work in complement with whatever your offensive and defensive scheme is, with centered around Tatum, obviously, when he returns healthy, and picks. Like, if you're going to go for the full reboot in this bridge gap reset year, and I will never use the phrase, oh, Tatum's injury was a good thing. But looking for the silver lining, which you guys just were moments ago, and the idea of like, hey, it makes it a notch easier to be able to say, guys, we got to make some hard decisions. I mean, our best player's out for the year. That is the plus positive that you have to look for in what is a really, really unfortunate season-ending injury.
The one thing I will open my very limited mindset with JB for is fit. I mean, we've talked about it for 8 freaking years, the fit of those two, and could you have a better fit? And if you've decided, I mean, you did decide. Jason Tatum is your centerpiece star. Is there a better combination? Now, the counterpoint is they won the title. So there's not a lot of teams that have titles, right? So if you
there's
want
a
title.
A lot of one-win titles.
There are.
A lot of one-wins.
There are. And I would love to
Raptors
see.
Raptors have a title.
Yeah.
But I would love to see them get the opportunity to win multiple titles because I think they have it. That's why this is. Brad Stevens is in the crosshairs this offseason. They showed him, was it the last loss when he already had like the AirPods in and people were like, that's our guy. He's already making moves. He's already thinking what he's going to do. There are all these memes.
AirPods signify that?
Apparently. I just assumed he was listening to the basketball game. The play-by-play call. But people went in various directions with that. But this is a huge offseason for him. He's still a genius, right?
That's
right now he's a genius.
You know what? Until he proves otherwise,
right.
Yeah.
So this offseason, he's either going to strengthen Fitzy, his genius moniker, or he's going to trade Jrue Holiday and not really replace it and trade Porzingis and not get talent. You know what I mean? Like, this could be a bit of a crossroads. This is definitely a crossroads for Jaylen Brown. Definitely a crossroads for Jaylen Brown, how he handles the year as the centerpiece of the Celtics.
Don't know.
I'm excited to see that.
Me too. And Brad Stevens, crossroads this offseason.
Is he going to get the meniscus surgery, or is he going to try to heal it naturally?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Do I look like a doctor?
Well, I know. It's just that's part of the.
Yeah, but I don't care. I mean, just get it fixed.
If
I don't want to hear bitching about that. I will turn on him if I start hearing bitching about the knee.
Yeah. If we get to training camp and we hear knee stories and he didn't get it fixed,
I'll be bitching
right now.
I'll be with you bitching.
I hope so.
We don't make excuses for that. No, you got a whole off season. Figure it the F out. You got more money than God.
Yeah.
You got the best doctors than God right here in Boston. Like, figure it out. Like, I no, that is not on my radar. But before we get to the crossroads for JB, we got to get to the crossroads for Brad Stevens. You want him to blow up the whole style of play. Less three-point shooters, different style of a roster.
I think the system's broke.
I don't think he'll do that. I think that's a bridge too far for him. But
that would be my number one offseason wish. Blow up this style of play stinks, and you're not going to have the horses to do it.
Yeah, but none of you people were saying that when they won the title.
I hated it. Of course I was. True. I hated it last year.
You were parading around town with banners and rings.
We weren't working together last year, and that's I was saying it. I was saying that the system is not the best
system.
I'm
not familiar. I didn't hear
Yeah.
Nope. Doesn't exist. I put blinders and earmuffs on.
To me, the system's broke, and that's a big concern. And I don't think JB fits. If that's the system that they're going to shoehorn him, come hell or high water, he's not a good fit for that. He's not a good fit for a team that just chucks up three-pointers.
I agree, but he's your change-up fit. That's how I've always felt about it. He, in and of himself, and it puts a lot of pressure on him, he is actually the adjustment. Yeah. He's the human adjustment.
After it's too late, let's now get some drives to the rim.
A little bit. Sometimes, yes. But that's...
All right, I gotta cross sports for a minute here. But, Ted, were you guys always the same team regardless of the talent that you had on offense on the Patriots? Or would you say that the Patriots always have been the exact same team? Or have they mutated game plans
mutated,
and scheme?
Evolved, changed, you know? But, I mean, correct. There was sort of core correct. Principles and... Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, Fitzy, it was you could never zero in on any one core principle in that game. Like the core principle for the Celtics is to shoot a bunch of threes.
Yeah,
you can go into games and game plan that, right? Where with the Patriots, it wasn't the same game to game. You know, if that makes sense, right?
No, it absolutely makes sense. It absolutely makes sense, and that's why they're predictable, but they've been predictably
why can't
that
be good. Applied in basketball, guys. That's the reason why I ask. I know it's not as easy to cross sports and do that. However, if the talent on 2007's Patriots allows you to be a deep passing team, that makes sense. But that was wildly different than 2011 with the two tight ends, 2012 with a focus on the fast paced, up tempo running game. You don't have the talent for it, so change things up.
You could ask the Milwaukee, Bucks, excuse me. They won it once. You know, why did mm-hmm. did they have a problem? I mean, would you change anything they did? No, they won it once. To say they won it once is and that's the reason you should keep doing it, I don't think it's a good argument.
So it's interesting you bring the Bucks up because they made changes later, like they brought in Dame Lillard. That was a massive change for them after they had failed. Like that was sort of a couple years later try. And the difference there is they had the one centerpiece player. It was clearly Giannis. There wasn't really you had Drew Holiday, you had what's his name, Chris Middleton.
Middleton.
But those weren't it was Giannis's team, and that's usually what happens. You keep it together, and then the big player decides, oh, we need somebody mm-hmm. else. I need help here. This has always been a weird dynamic, the Batman Robin thing with Jaylen Brown just slightly, he's all NBA as well, just below Tatum. That makes it a weirder dynamic, like to keep those guys together, to shake that up, because they tell us they get along really well, right? Like the team tells us they get along really well, Tatum and Brown, what they going to say now? We do this, we won together, did it with my brother. Jaylen Brown said it in his MVP speech at the finals.
Yeah.
So if you break them up, is Jason Tatum up? We see it every year. Some new super team is built. And then a month in, we're like, wow, that's not really working the way it looked on paper when you put two great players together. That would be the question with whoever you want to trade Jaylen Brown for. Whatever you want to do with Jaylen Brown, I'll listen. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg or veteran players or Giannis. People have dreamed of Giannis. People want to trade for Giannis, and they think you could trade a package of Jaylen Brown, whatever. Is that going to work? Is Jason Tatum and Giannis going to work?
No. Yeah, I don't think so, no.
So you got to be careful.
Ball dominant.
Because this has worked. We have credited Jaylen Brown for subjugating his ego, mm-hmm. and he told us, remember that press conference, I give up a lot to play here. I give up a lot to play for the Boston Celtics, right?
That's what he says, yes.
Why do you say that skeptically?
Well, I mean, he says he's given up a lot, but then how did he perform in the Game 7 2 years ago and in the Game 6 this year?
What about Game 5?
Yeah, he came to play at Game 5.
Argue in Game 6 he showed up to play. It was everybody else that didn't show up. Right. It was Bus 2. He took Bus 1, and Bus 2 never showed up.
What if in the next month, Brad calls in JB and says, Jaylen, let's have an honest conversation, you and me.
Yeah.
Do you want to be here for the rest of your career, or do you want to, maybe go do your own thing? What do you think JB would say? Do you think he wants out of here? If he was given the opportunity to go run his own crew, do you think he would jump at that?
No, I don't. I think he's settling into Boston. That was actually the feature this weekend that Noah Dalzell put together about him. He's going to spend the offseason in Boston, and he's becoming more entrenched. Hell, we saw it, the business, the little pop-up shop outside Scores.
Yeah, so he talks a big game.
41.
So he says one thing, does another. So he talks a big
game. I don't like the
game.
Tone of your voice right now. I'm not going to lie to you. You are being very critical of the superstar of the Boston Celtics.
You're right. He is right now, yeah.
Right now, you're going to live and die with JB. Is that accurate?
That's probably fair to say, yes.
You're going
to
need him to score 25 points a game, correct? You're going to need him to rebound. You're going to need him to play defense. Put some respect on the man's name. Jalen Brown is the centerpiece of the Boston Celtics until I hear otherwise.
To make everyone else better around him. I'm not sure he can do that. He can get his. Can he make everyone else better around
him? Did I miss
him?
The 12 assists in Game 5? 12. Was it Fitzy? Fitzy was 12, I believe.
12.
I believe it was 12.
That's a tough one.
That was double or more than double the amount he usually gets without Tatum in the lineup.
But it was 12, right?
One game.
So with the season on the line, he got everybody else involved. Is that how I should read that?
For one game, yeah.
No further questions, Your Honor. Striking from the record. No further questions, Your Honor. 617-779-7937. Talking Celtics offseason, but we do need to talk a little football. Ted mentioned it. He was at a...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cookout this weekend. I was at a cookout. People aren't talking about the Celtics, the Red Sox, or the Bruins. They're asking questions about the Hart-Johnson fight, about expectations for the New England Patriots, and a lot of people think 10 wins is on the table. We got to talk about Drake May, because there was a borderline ridiculous comment made by an analyst that Ted Johnson respects very much. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.